The reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 43 to 49. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person, out of the good treasure of the heart, produces good, and the evil person, out of the evil treasure, produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundations on rock. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But one who hears and does not act is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, immediately it fell, and great was the ruin of that house. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You'll be aware that the children have been observing this liturgical season for a whole month now, or maybe you're not aware, but we've planned this service today to celebrate what's become known as Creation Tide. Creation Tide is a season in the church calendar that lasts for the month of September, and it's a time set aside to praise God as the creator and the sustainer of all life. And it's a time where we become aware of our responsibilities to care for creation and to take appropriate action. And I couldn't think of a better Sunday on which to be exploring this theme, given the demonstrations on Friday, given the beautiful weather that we've been having this week, where we rejoice in the beauty of God's creation, but we become aware of its fragility and of our responsibilities to care for it. So our children's activities have been focusing on this theme. The gospel reading I just read says that we need to hear and we need to act. Now, as a symbol of care for God's creation, can anyone remember what we planted in the vicarage garden a few weeks ago at HT4U? Anyone? Yeah, Helen.
An olive tree.
An olive tree, exactly. We planted an olive tree in our garden. Trees are some of the oldest living things on earth. There are trees around today that were around at the time of Christ. Trees are mentioned countless times in the Bible, and the Bible itself is bookended by an image of the tree of life. In Genesis, the tree that remains in Eden after the fall, and then in Revelation, the same tree of life whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. With that imagery in mind, here are three reflections for Creation Tide. The first reflection is that trees can live for thousands of years. This is a reminder to all of us to think about our lives and actions from a long-term perspective. Actions that we take to care for God's creation now have a long-term impact. So much political and economic thinking is about short-term gain. God is reminding us to take the longer view, to see the wood for the trees, as it were. The German theologian Martin Luther apparently once said, "If I knew that tomorrow was the end of the world, I would plant an apple tree today." By this, he meant that actions today have consequences for all of eternity. The second reflection on trees is that they give. They give and they keep giving. They give life and beauty. They give shade and rest. They clean the air. They hold back erosion. They offer shelter, food, and protection. And this is what God is like too. God gives to us abundantly. God has given us a beautiful but fragile earth to sustain life. God has given us of God's own self, Jesus, who shows us who God is and how we should live. God gives, so we need to learn to give more and consume less. The third reflection is that sometimes trees have to be cut back and pruned in order to grow and have more energy to bear fruit. This week, our gardener came along to do some pruning in our garden. She pruned the grapevine that you can see just at the entrance to our drive. Do go and have a look after the service. There are some beautiful grapes growing there, which is, I think, a rich image, I hope, for the life of our church. But she also pruned the olive tree that we planted a few weeks ago. At first, I was a bit alarmed, but then I realized that this was an apt metaphor for caring for creation, cutting back now in order for our planet to flourish in the long term. The last thing I'll say in all of this is that sometimes talk of climate change can be a bit frightening. There's even something called climate anxiety, where people get so worried about the problem of climate change that they feel helpless or powerless to act. But as Christians, we are not called to live in fear. The most repeated phrase in the whole Bible is, "Do not fear." It's found 365 times, one for each day of the year. As Pope Francis puts it in his wonderful letter on the environment called Care for Our Common Home, God, who calls us to generous commitment, offers us the light and the strength needed to continue on our way. In the heart of this world, the Lord of life, who loves us so much, is always present. God does not abandon us. God does not leave us alone. For God has united himself definitively to our earth, and God's love constantly impels us to find new ways forward. Praise be to God. Amen.